Cover. Hello, pilot.
Morning.
Hi, Warren.
Sorry, I didn't call you last night, but it was actually 3 o'clock this morning. I didn't want to bother you that late. I worked on this radio, and it might consider something that would involve the other people there, but I think we're really making some real efforts to work this thing out. But when you just screen and cast in mind and a few other people helping Martin Luther King and his people find the emotional plane, we believe that what we ought to do is to revert back to your original strategy, which everybody thinks is the way out. What they propose, they have this subcommittee, you know about that, which is a very good subcommittee. And those fellows can keep this thing under control. And what they think ought to be done is when the convention meets tonight, have the credentials committee make a partial report, which means seating everybody but Mississippi. Tell the convention that the subcommittee was set up, that this was a very complex problem about Mississippi, that all kind of legal ramifications. Say the subcommittee is going to have further meetings to study this thing further, and just keep the thing going. And then tomorrow night, the convention schedule is busy, and our people down there believe that if we handle it this way, we can avoid a four fight. And then the thing will get lost in the shuffle of the business of the convention. And I've gone over this with everybody whose judgment I respect down there. I talked to Hubert about it about 3 o'clock this morning. And he feels this is the way out. Joe Rao is perfectly willing to break with these fellas, but he says then you'll have no contact with them. They went over at 2 o'clock this morning to talk to Martin Luther King at his hotel. They would have a small meeting with Roy Wilkins and a few other people. And when they get over there, King is surrounded by a bunch of young people who are so emotional that you can't reach them. And so our fellows believe that the thing that you had suggested originally, I mean, they don't know this, but I mean, I know this, of letting this thing just procrastinate and get lost in the shuffle of the work of the convention. And with the mechanism of the subcommittee, which is an excellent subcommittee, you can do this, I think, with assurance that things will be under control and you can avoid a floor fight. That's their judgment, and I share that judgment at this point.
It's going to be mighty hard 4 days of it, though. What my judgment is, my guess is this morning, that you'll have a bunch of walkouts long before that. I think if they see a legally elected delegation that's sitting there and not seated, they have the effect of just depriving them of representation. Alabama's done gone, and they tell me that Louisiana and Arkansas are going with them, and I'm afraid it's going to spread to 8 of 10. That's what I'm very afraid of, and I don't believe that we're getting ourselves a vote any other place. Now, if they won't do that, this may be the only alternative, and this is better than just can't, for the life of me, see what they think they're getting out of it.
I agree with you completely, but I think that this is the best of a bad set of alternatives. I think it would be tragic. Now, they tell me that Edith Green and Kastenmeier are just... for example, Dixon has said that he will come through and do what we want him to do.
Who's that?
Even though he's a Negro. But it makes it for a very difficult situation to get a responsible Negro leader to stand up when you get some white person blaming the fire. And this is the problem. It's an emotional thing. And so everybody there felt that the important thing is to avoid a floor fight, which could be a nasty, ugly thing. And they all felt that the simplest way out is to avoid a floor fight is to just have the subcommittee kind of keep working on this thing and keep it off the floor.
I think if you have to do that, Walter, that would be better than the other. I doubt that. Let's just reason this now. I doubt that you're going to be able to keep intelligent people there, but put yourself in that place that you were there legally elected from Michigan. Whether you would stay there for 4 days waiting, my judgment is you'd call together your sympathizers and you would apply the pressure. I believe that's what they'll do. I believe it. Our great danger here,
going to happen is Alabama will trigger the walkout of a number of federal delegates.
They already have with four, and when you don't seat Mississippi, my guess is that you're going to be losing Georgia and states that we oughtn't to be losing. It's just difficult, and we're not going to have any votes, and I don't know why Joe Rao originally suggested this thing. I think our people made a mistake in agreeing to go along with him, but they thought it was, he told Dick Goodwin and some of our people would just give him something to go with him at work, and of course they gave him everything they could give him, a resolution saying it wouldn't happen anymore, and there's not going to be any votes anyway, and I don't see, they talk about a seat in the back of the bus. I don't see why, if you admit them to the floor and they sit there just like the Texas delegation does, no voting's going to take place anyway. I don't see why it wouldn't be a pretty good victory for them.
I think it would be a tremendous victory. I think that the problem here is you're dealing with people who are so emotional and can't be rational about these things. I think that if you have the mechanism in the subcommittee to try to at least keep working on this without having it go onto the floor, maybe a little bit of time, maybe they'll sober up a little bit, maybe we can get some sense of it. But certainly the only way our fellows feel is to avoid a floor fight, which I think will be rather pregnant. Tonight, the opening evening of the convention is this procedure. We have a partial report to everybody from Mississippi and the subcommittee, which has already been agreed to by the full committee, and then to see this sober, at least we get a mechanism to keep working on this and try to get it out the floor. Maybe we can work something out. But if you've got to get over the hurdle tonight, and everybody down there feels this is the only way to do it. Now, I know it's not an ideal solution, but I think under the circumstances, we ought to try it.
Okay, I can go along with anything that the Democratic Party can. I just I think they're digging their grave and digging it slowly, and I think that we're going to hurt ourselves not only with 10 or 12 states down there, but I think we're going to materially hurt ourselves in other places in the country if we refuse to seat a legally elected delegation. I think it's going to hurt us right in New York City. 8 Fortas and Clark Clifford and every boy that's studied this thing just said it's outrageous, and the ones that'll pay the most for it in the long run will be the liberals, because they're the minority generally. And when a majority can just refuse and defy a legally elected minority, it's pretty bad, and particularly when you don't need to. They're not a damn thing they can do. Just let them sit there and go on and nominate our candidate.
Well,
I think that ought to be avoided as long as possible. Okay.